Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Oja with the Midday News. An all-party meeting held in Delhi ahead of budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Government seeks cooperation from all political parties for smooth functioning of the Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate World Heritage Committee meeting in New Delhi this evening, being held in India for the first time. Three pilgrims killed and five injured in landslide on Kedarnath Yatra route in Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand. Guru Purnima being celebrated today to honour pivotal roles of teachers and spiritual mentors in the society. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, UAE win the toss and opt to field against India in group stage match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. And in Swedish Open tennis, Rafael Nadal to take on Nuno Bogues in the men's singles final at Bastad this evening. The government today convened an all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of Parliament in Delhi. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Union Minister Rajnath Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan, Ramdas Athavale, and Congress leaders Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, NCP leader Praful Patel, DMK leaders T.R. Balu and Tiruchi Siva, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi were among those who attended the meeting. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey in Parliament tomorrow. The economic survey provides statistical information and analysis on various sectors of the economy. It also provides data on employment, GDP growth and inflation. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha on Tuesday. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Last month, while addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. Government is likely to introduce 6 new bills in this session. These include Disaster Management Amendment Bill, the Boilers Bill, the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidheyak, the Coffee Promotion and Development Bill, and the Rubber Promotion and Development Bill. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Budget 2024-25.
Join Akashwani News for a special day-long live program on Union Budget 2024-25.
In-depth analysis by experts, special budget bulletins, reactions on the budget, and exclusive interviews.
Tune in to 100.1 MHz Akashwani Gold Channel from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Tuesday, 23rd of July.
Live streaming of the entire program will also be available on our YouTube channel, News on Air Official.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 46th session of the World Heritage Committee at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. India is hosting the World Heritage Committee meeting for the first time. The session will continue till the 31st of this month. The World Heritage Committee meets once a year and is responsible for managing all matters pertaining to World Heritage and deciding on sites to be inscribed on the World Heritage List. During this meeting, proposals for nominating new sites on the World Heritage List, state of conservation reports of 124 existing World Heritage properties, international assistance and utilization of World Heritage funds, among others, will be discussed. Our correspondent has the details.
Over 2,000 international and national delegates from more than 150 countries will attend the meeting. Various exhibitions will also be set up at Bharat Mandapam to showcase India's culture. The Return of Treasures exhibition will showcase some of the retrieved artifacts brought back to the country. So far, more than 350 artifacts have been brought back, while the Incredible India exhibition will display India's rich cultural heritage, age-old civilization, geographical diversity, tourism destinations, along with modern developments in the field of information technology and infrastructure. Along with the World Heritage Committee meeting, World Heritage Young Professionals Forum and World Heritage Site Managers Forum will also be held on the sidelines. With Anand Kumar's report, Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In his message, Prime Minister Modi said that it's a matter of immense joy that India is hosting a meeting of World Heritage Committee. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this is an important forum to exchange views on ways to preserve the country's heritage. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Uttarakhand, three pilgrims were killed while five others were injured in a landslide near Chidwasa on the Kedarnath Yatra route in Rudprayag district this morning. Of the deceased, two were from Maharashtra and one was a local resident. All the devotees were en route to Kedarnath from Gaurikund. NDRF, SDRF and local police carried out the rescue operations. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed grief at the loss of lives and instructed for prompt and enhanced medical care to the injured. Meanwhile, Meteorological Department has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall across the state over the next 48 hours. The Met Department has issued a red alert for the Kumaon region and a yellow alert for the Garhwal region. In Gujarat, 10 teams of NDRF have been deployed in Surat, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Nagra Nagar Haveli, Porbandar, Junagadh, Dwarka and Gir Somnath districts in view of the red alert issued for heavy rainfall during the next 24 hours. Several districts including Narmada, Dangs, Bharuch, Tapi, Rajkot, Jamnagar, Amreli, Bhavnagar, Kutch and Diu have been placed under an orange alert. IMD has forecast widespread rainfall in the state over the next 4 days. However, as per the India Meteorological Department, the intensity of rains has reduced in flood-affected Saurashtra region of Gujarat today. Barring a few regions in Gujarat, the rest of the parts in the state received light to moderate rainfall today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat from today till 25th and over Uttarakhand today and tomorrow. IMD also predicted very heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places over Konkan and Goa, central Maharashtra, Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh in the next 5 days. Chhattisgarh and coastal Karnataka are likely to experience heavy rainfall at isolated places today. Heavy rainfall is also likely over interior Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe, Marathwada, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam and Telangana today. In Kerala, the 14-year-old boy from Malappuram district who was undergoing treatment for Nipah virus infection passed away this morning. The child was on ventilator support at Kozhikode Medical College Hospital. The funeral will be held as per Nipah protocol. Nipah infection was confirmed in the boy yesterday through tests conducted at the Kozhikode Virology Lab and the National Institute of Virology, Pune. Around 246 people were in his contact list, of which 63 are in the high-risk category. Kerala Health Minister Veena George said that all measures have been taken to prevent the spread of virus. Health officials urged people to remain vigilant and adhere to safety protocols. The Bombay High Court has directed social media intermediaries to take prompt action against deep fake videos of National Stock Exchange's Managing Director and CEO giving stock recommendation. This court directed social media platforms like Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram and Telegram to remove all accounts infringing upon the trademark of NSE. The court also directed the social media intermediaries to file their affidavits giving details of all those accounts publishing the fake videos or using the NSE's registered trademark in 3 weeks. The court posted the matter for further hearing on 19th of next month. Guru Purnima is being celebrated today to honor the pivotal role of teachers and spiritual mentors in the society. It falls on the full moon day of Ashad month. On this day, people express gratitude to teachers and spiritual mentors who guided and shaped their lives with their wisdom and blessings. This day is also called Vyas Purnima to commemorate the birth anniversary of sage Veda Vyas. Lord Buddha had given his first sermon on this occasion after achieving enlightenment under the Bodhi tree at Bodh Gaya. He had travelled to Sarnath from Bodh Gaya and gave his sermon on the full moon day. Thus the followers of Lord Buddha worship him on this day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed his greetings to the occasion, to the nation, I beg your pardon, on the occasion of Guru Purnima. In Jammu and Kashmir, over 3,86,000 devotees have performed the ongoing Amarnath Yatra so far since the beginning of the pilgrimage. The Yatra started on 29th of last month. The 23rd batch of 3,113 Yatris today left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas in Jammu in the wee hours for the Baltal Base Camp in Gandharbal district at Nunwan Pahalgam Base Camp in Anantnag district of Kashmir Valley, from where they will proceed for their further journey to the Holy Cave. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has termed the High Court verdict illegal and has scaled back the contentious quota system for civil service job applicants. In its verdict, it has also urged the student protesters to return to class. The prior decision of Bangladesh's High Court led to a national widespread clash and the death of at least 133 people. The BSF today said that as many as 373 Indian students and 3 Nepalese students crossed over from Bangladesh through the 2 integrated checkposts in Tripura yesterday. The students are returning back to home due to the violent anti-quota stir in Bangladesh since last few days and growing law and order situation. The students. The addressing the media, Inspector General of Tripura Frontier, Patel Piyush Purushottam Das said, another batch of 300 students will return to the country from the 2 ICPs in Tripura today. Large number of Indian students are pursuing medical studies in Bangladesh. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that all those seeking to harm the country will pay a very heavy price for their aggression. Prime Minister Netanyahu released a video message on determination to defend Israel on every front. Mr. Netanyahu's message came in the backdrop of Israel's attack over the Houthi militia in Yemen yesterday. He praised the defensive measures taken by Israel and its allies on interception of hundreds of projectiles during the attacks. Israeli military targeted key oil storage and electric facilities in Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. In response, Yemen's Houthi group top negotiator, Mohammed Abdul Salam, said the Israeli strikes would not stop the military group from targeting Israeli cities and ships. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness on India coming on fourth position in its best ever performance in the International Maths Olympiad. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the contingent has brought home 4 gold and 1 silver medal. He stated that this feat has brought inspiration for several other youngsters and helped make mathematics even more popular. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, the crucial Group A match between India and UAE is underway at Ranagiri Dambulla International Airport Stadium in Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India were 23-1 in 2.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, UAE won the toss and opted to field. In Swedish Open tennis, Rafael Nadal will take on Nuno Borg in men's singles final at Bastad this evening. In men's doubles, French pair Grégoire Riak and Manuel Guinard will face Brazilian combination Orlando Luz and Rafael Matos in the final this afternoon. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. An all-party meeting held in Delhi ahead of budget session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Government seeks cooperation from all political parties for smooth functioning of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate World Heritage Committee meeting in New Delhi this evening, being held in India for the first time. 3 pilgrims killed and 5 injured in landslide on Kedarnath Yatra route in the Rudprayag district of Uttarakhand. Guru Purnima being celebrated today to honour pivotal role of teachers and spiritual mentors in the society. In women's cricket, group stage match between India and UAE underway at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. And in Swedish Open tennis, Rafael Nadal to take on Nuno Borg in men's singles final at Båstad this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website.